You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Hey everybody, welcome in. Jim and Trent, we say hello to you here on a Wednesday as we inch closer to the Final Four. And man, oh man, we can't wait for those matchups. It's going to be a great time for college basketball. Trent, look, we've got a great show lined up. I can't wait to talk to Seth Gruen, Major League Baseball. I just want to pick this guy's brain because the nuttiness gets going tomorrow, and everybody is getting psyched about opening day.
Yeah, it is upon us, Jimmy B, and it is an early start, the earliest start to the season. Now, we've seen some games that have happened at this time, but you know, it's when they play in Japan. You know, we've seen that before where they play across the pond and playing over there. This, though, it is all 30 teams were scheduled, though we already have a rainout with Cincinnati and the Nationals have already been put on the deck. But an early start this year, and the reason for it is pretty simple. You have more days off now built into the schedule is something that was collectively bargained. That means that, well, you got to either start earlier or end later, and they made the decision to start earlier. There's going to be rainouts. There'll be some snowouts, I'm sure, that'll happen along with it. It's just the reality of the situation. And you know what? By the end of September, they'll have 162 games in the books, and we'll be ready for the playoffs. People are wringing their hands about, oh, man, the cold weather, how terrible it is. But you got to play the game sometimes, and they're not playing doubleheaders, Jimmy B. You know that. It's about still getting that gate. These games will go off tomorrow, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm ready for it. Baseball season. Maybe I'm not quite as prepared as I normally am for this one. We'll make our picks in the program later today, but I am excited about this baseball season.
I always get excited about opening day. I always do. And then I'll watch for a week or two and check everything out. And then I just sample until we get to the All-Star break. And then I start to get excited and start to lock and load. I'm just afraid, Trent, and I hope I'm wrong, that the big market teams and the favorites might have command of their respective divisions earlier, and it might take maybe a lot of the suspense out of it. Do you have any feeling like that, or do you think there are almost every division we could have a race when we hit the All-Star break?
No, I don't envision having many races this year. Outside of the American League East, it's tough to find a division. And remember, we ran into this last year, and thank goodness for the bringing in of the second wild card, because you at least have got some races out of that, because division-wise, it's hard to find a race. You look at both the teams that were in the World Series last year. Who's challenging the Dodgers in the National League West? It's an even year. That means the Giants are going to be good. Get out of there with that garbage.
I know.
It's absolutely ridiculous. Who's pushing the Astros? The Astros, I mean, that lineup, they might win 110 games in the depth of their starting rotation. I mean, that team is ridiculously stacked. Nobody's pushing them. In the Central, I don't see anybody pushing the Indians or the Cubs. Maybe the Twins could be that team. Maybe the Brewers or the Cardinals have something in the NL. I'm not betting on that. The East, the Nationals are going to run away and hide. And then you get down to the Red Sox and Yankees, and there are plenty of baseball fans, Jimmy B, big baseball fans, that are sick of that rivalry. They've seen it so many times throughout the years, they don't want to have to see it again. And if that's the one race that's out there and compelling, people say, oh, the heck with it. I'll watch preseason football.
You're probably right about that. And people are sick of it, except in those two markets. That's it. I mean, if you're a Red Sox or Yankee fan, you're in love with it, but for the rest of the nation and for Major League Baseball, it's really kind of come and gone, and people really are just sick and tired of it. The only saving grace is what the Yankees did in the offseason with Stanton and now with Judge there. I have a feeling, Trent, that eyeballs will be locked in at least early for what the Yankees are doing and how that lineup is progressing. I just have a feeling that that's going to be a big story, at least maybe for the first month.
Yeah, I can see that. And, you know, seeing how the order's put together, different parts. Remember, you got a new manager out there and how that's going to go. So there are some compelling storylines, I think, with the Yankees this year. It will be intriguing to watch from afar. and if the Red Sox can keep up with him, you know, how they bounce back this season. So that's a race. Well, we will see about that. Outside of the Cubs this year, out of the other local teams, Kansas City probably a cut below as they're going to be getting ready to start another rebuild for them. But Brewers, Cardinals, and Twins, all with a certain modicum of expectations coming into this year. You look at the over-under totals, you know, out in Vegas, most of those teams are 83, 84 wins, right in that range. Out of that group of three, who do you have the most confident that's going to be really good this season? If you had to pick one, Cardinals, yeah, Brewers, or Twins, who do you got?
You're not talking about winning the division. You're talking about...
Who's going to be the best of those three teams?
The best of those three? See, here, a lot of people think St. Louis is going to have a bounce back. I still think they're a team that's going to be beset with injuries. So I'm not sold on them. I'm going to take your Minnesota Twins. And I think that they have done enough, and coming off of last year, the momentum that they would have on that, I will take the Twins to have the better record, but that still doesn't mean that they're going to make the Major League Baseball playoffs.
Right. Last year, remember, you know, everybody around them, for a while it was Seattle, then it was the Angels. Yep. The Rangers had a little bit of a run. Even the Orioles were there as they flipped the calendar to September. All of those teams, though, collapsed. The Twins played good, but not that great. It was everybody else just kind of fell by the wayside, and they hummed along and won, what was it, 85 games last year? I don't know if 85 wins this year gets it done. If you win 85, you might be on the outside looking in for even that second wild card spot and going on the road for one-game playoffs. So the Twins are going to have to be better. I think they're going to be better. Will it be good enough to be a playoff team? Stick right here. We'll talk about it a little bit later.
You got that right. It's going to be, I still think the season, at least early on, where everybody feels like they have a chance, first month or two, will be interesting. And then I think that the big money teams, the teams that are picked to win the divisions, will really start to separate themselves. And I'm with you. I think the American League East will be a dynamite race with the Yankees and the Red Sox. But then after that, I mean, is Milwaukee going to be leading the division, the Central Division in the NL again when they when we hit summertime like they did last year?
I don't think so. No.
Yeah.
I think this Cubs team is rocking and raring to go from the get-go. From a year ago, it was the hangover. It was, you know, all kinds of things. They're getting the rings, and here we go. And they just never could gain a whole lot of traction. I think that's going to be completely different this year. I really like this Cubs team coming into the year and the motivation that they're going to have after last year. I mean, it's funny, the Cubs as an organization, and I'm sure as a fan base after the year before, look at getting to the NLCS as a disappointment. The Chicago Cubs, Jimmy B. Can you believe I uttered that sentence?
I know that you just did. I know. It's amazing that takes place. It really does. Look, I'm going to watch games. And, you know, we'll have a good time tomorrow with the games on TV while we're working. And we'll have fun. Well, we always have fun. But we'll have even more fun because the games are on. But it's kind of one of those things where when we get to our picks, Trent, we'll see how close you and I are. I think especially maybe division winners. I think that we probably will be thinking pretty much alike when it comes to division winners.
Unless somebody's going to go out on a ledge, and that's not you, Jimmy B. You always pick chalk.
No.
And in baseball this year, it's pretty easy to pick chalk. But we'll get into that later in the program today. Coming up today, we got Rob Howe stopping by from HawkeyeNation.com. Earlier today, Rob and the assembled media had an opportunity to watch a little bit of practice for the football team during spring practice. We will talk about that. Yesterday, a couple assistant coaches were available. So we'll talk with Rob Howe, a lot of Hawkeye talk coming up here at about 4:20. Then at 4:40, Joe Aiello will dig deeper into this Cubs team with Joe. View from the bleachers. Looking forward to that as always. We'll kick off the 5 o'clock hour with a look and a breakdown of March Madness in the Final Four with Aaron Torres from The Athletic, and then cap it all off, as Jimmy B said, with Seth Gruen with some baseball and Final Four talk with him as well coming up. So a busy show here today, Jimmy B.
Yep.
One thing before we get to our first break. Drake basketball. Job still open as far as I know. I haven't seen anything. Now, I had a little birdie told me today to look north. Look north. Now this
look
is
north.
This is not me breaking news. Don't run to Twitter. Don't run to Facebook and say the Trent Condon broke news, because A, I don't do that, and secondly, well, I wouldn't do it like this. I'd probably do it a different way. All I heard today was look north to Grand Forks, and I said, "Oh, is it Jeff Horner?" They said no. Brian Jones, the head coach in North Dakota, and Horner would be coming with them. I don't know the volition of it. This isn't me with two sources or anything like that. Not breaking news, just passing along a rumor that I heard of Brian Jones. And I'll tell you what, Jimmy B, if that would happen, remember a year ago he took North Dakota to the NCAA tournament,
yes.
An assistant coach at University of Iowa for a number of years. Still, I feel that would be looked at as kind of a dud. That's my perspective. If it would turn out to be Brian Jones, how would you look at it?
I'd probably say, okay, fine. I'm okay with it. It's nothing big. If I'm Drake, I'm making a phone call to Coach Frost, who just got the axe at UT Arlington. And I've got that guy on speed dial. When you take a look what he took over and went to the tournament and then got beat in the conference championship final this year, to not make the tournament, you got to at least talk to that guy, don't you? I mean, wouldn't you make that call? I mean, he knows how to get players, and it would be okay, so he doesn't have any real ties to Des Moines. So what? Who cares? You want a winner. That's what you want. And I don't know, is Drake going to go back to the old adage of, well, We'd sure like to get somebody who maybe went here or coached high school here or maybe gave us money in the past. No, you got to get the best guy that you can afford. I don't expect you to go out and pay a guy $1 million a year. That's not going to happen.
All right,
but
so
I would at least shop around. I think it was the Shirelles who did that song. You better shop around.
So Scott Cross is a alum of UT Arlington. You're right. I mean, he got screwed. New AD came in there this year. They did disappoint a little bit. They were expected to, if not win the Sun Belt this year, compete, and they went 10-8 in the conference. So it was a disappointing year for their standards. This is a guy that's coached 12 years, made one NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
He has a nice record. It's pretty good, but a guy that has been in Texas his whole coaching career, with no connections, with no idea what it takes at a place like Drake, and you want to bring in Scott Cross?
He's at a place that is like Drake. They're in the Sun Belt. They're in the Sun Belt in UT Arlington. Come on.
Right.
You've been in Texas. You've been in Dallas. Nobody even knows what UT Arlington is there. That doesn't even exist. They're like a fart in the windstorm. It's the same thing with Drake. It's Iowa, Iowa State, then a little tier down, UNI, and then a fart in the windstorm is Drake.
Sure.
And I'm just being honest here.
No. I get that part of it. But again, this is a guy that's been in Texas from his playing career to his high school.
Yeah.
To his coaching career, he hasn't been anywhere else. He has no connections here. He doesn't understand the Drake job. He doesn't understand how difficult it is. And how many D1 prospects, yes, they're not beating Texas and Texas A&M for recruits. I get that. But how many D1 basketball players are they in the state of Texas as opposed to the state of Iowa? I mean, it's apples and oranges.
Who says he has to recruit Iowa? Who says he has to recruit Iowa? So
you think he's going to get a bunch of kids from Texas that are going to make an 18-hour drive up to Des Moines?
Why not? Maybe they want to get out of the state. Maybe they want to see snow for a change.
Because the number one.
You don't know what drives kids these days.
Well, the number
you're
one.
You're too far removed from it.
The number one. Yeah, you're one to talk. The number one thing, and this has been proven out year after year after year, what leads recruits, their decision where they're going to play collegiately, both football and basketball, year after year, number one on that list is proximity to home. Yes, there are guys that leave. Yes, you can find guys. But the tier of player that you're going to get from Texas that is going to leave Texas and even opportunities that you're recruiting at the same level, at UT Arlington, you have a decision. I can play an hour away from home at UT Arlington and play in the Sun Belt, or I can go up to Des Moines and play in the Missouri Valley and play at Drake. It's a pretty easy decision. Those kids are staying home, Jimmy B. They just are.
I don't think so. You can hire assistants. You can hire assistant coaches with the local connections. You can do that, Trent.
Well, now you're talking out of both sides of your mouth here. Are you going after local kids or are you going after Texas kids?
No, you can hire. What I'm saying is, no, just because he would come from Texas doesn't mean he's going to recruit nothing but Texas kids. Gee whiz, you got... Open up here. There's a big world out there. There's lots of states. Louisiana. There's California. You can find kids who would like to play. And all I'm saying is that he deserves a phone call from Drake with what he has accomplished the last few seasons. That's all I'm saying. And I'm not necessarily saying that he has to have ties to Des Moines or to Drake or essentially to the Midwest, when he could hire a couple of assistant coaches who have those ties, and he can concentrate in areas where he feels more comfortable, which would be Texas and the Southwest. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
Scott Cross is a good basketball coach. He got screwed.
He is.
He's not the answer for Drake. He's not the answer for Drake. There are dozens, yes, dozens of names that make more sense. And that is not to diminish Scott Cross and what he can do and what kind of coach he'll be at his next stop. I don't think it makes sense, though, at a place like Drake. It is.
I'm just saying he deserves a phone call. That's all I said.
Does a phone call for what?
Yeah,
If it doesn't make sense, then it doesn't make sense. A phone call's not going to change
it. Who says it doesn't make sense?
You're
the only person saying it doesn't make sense. It makes sense to me if you cut some sort of deal with him and brought him in, it would make sense to me. It would. I mean, look, it's just because, and look, I you do have some pretty good sources, and if somebody told you that if this was the case that a birdie dropped on your shoulder and whispered in your ear about those two guys from North Dakota, okay, all right. I mean, I can see that take place, but I just want to see what Harden's going to do. You even stated on the show, it might have been yesterday or the day before that, that you thought Harden was a guy who just wasn't going to sit pat and just stay local with his search.
Absolutely.
I remember you saying
that. I don't believe it has to have any connection to the state of Iowa. I think it helps because I don't think outsiders understand the difficult nature of the Drake job. I don't think Ray Giacoletti understood how difficult this job was. I don't think that Phelps understood how difficult this job is. Somebody that at the very least knows what it is. Doesn't have to be an alum. Doesn't have to be somebody from the state of Iowa. I don't think that, but somebody at least that has a general understanding of the job. And I don't think Scott Cross. But if the argument is, who would I rather have between Brian Jones and Scott Cross? Well, it's Scott Cross, and it's not even close, Jimmy B. I will go down that road with you. I'd certainly rather see Scott Cross there as opposed to Brian Jones. We got a break. We're a ton late. We're coming back on the other side. More local talk as Rob Howe is going to join us. HawkeyeNation.com. Hawkeyes on the practice field today in football with spring football. And Rob was over there with an opportunity. We'll get his thoughts on what he saw and a whole lot more coming up next here on Jimmy B and TC.
Now, listen to 1700 KBGG on Alexa. Say, Alexa, enable the 1700 KBGG skill. Then to play us, say, Alexa, play 1700 KBGG. Simple enough.
Guys, Trent Condon here again for New Leaf Wellness. Warm weather is going to be here before you know it, and if you added some pounds during the winter, New Leaf Wellness can help you. Great treatment programs designed specifically for you. I'm on the GAC and MIC. It has helped me not just lose weight with my energy level, no more lulls in the afternoon. Give them a call today. Set up a free, no-obligation consultation. 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358. Let's feel better together with New Leaf Wellness Centers.
Sponsored by Boost Mobile. With Boost Mobile, you can get up to four lines for only $25 per line, each with unlimited gigs. Plus, get up to four free Samsung J7 perks and 6 months of Hulu.
Ready for some mouth-watering, slow-smoked meats? homemade sides and made-from-scratch desserts. Witch's Smoke and Barbecue and Brew serves all of their meats fresh from the pit, Texas style. But once they sell out for the day, they are out for the day. Located on the west side of busy Highway 17 in Luther, Iowa. Online at witchesmokingbbq.com. Witch's Smoke and Barbecue and Brew. If it's legal, they'll smoke it. Come on out for lunch, dinner, and drinks. Plenty of room for big groups, great option for kids, and outdoor seating available. Come out and join them on the patio this spring for some great barbecue. Witch's Smoking Barbecue and Brew on the west side of busy Highway 17 in Luther. Catering and takeout options available. Online at witchesmokingbbq.com. Witchesmokingbbq.com. Witch's Smoking Barbecue and Brew is this week's sweet deal. Get $50 worth of Witch's Smoking gift certificates for only $25. That's a sweet deal. There's a limited number and they're sure to go fast, so get yours Friday morning at 9 a.m. at 1700kbgg.com.
Say it loud. I have a prepaid thing and I'm proud. I have money. I exchange it for goods and services. Do I want to open a tab? No, thank you. Do I want to sign a contract? Smell you later. I give you money, you give me a cheeseburger, everybody's happy, no muss, no fuss. Have I applied this fancy free lifestyle to smartphones? Funny you ask. AT&T totally gets my no commitments thing. I get a brand new phone, I don't pay any activation fee, and get this, I get another phone too. My brother wants the second one. I'm gonna make him bid against my cheeseburger guy.
Switch to AT&T prepaid and get two free ZTE Maven 3s with two lines, no contracts, and no activation fee for only $75 a month. AT&T, more for your thing. That's our thing. Offer ends 4/5/2018. Available at participating AT&T stores. Two for $75 per month requires two new lines of service on a $45 monthly plan, each under a multi-line account. Account owner on autopay. Fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/prepaid.
You just get it through the experience.
I'm a fan of a lot of our fast, casual cuisine.
I love the theater and the shopping. My kids love to go to the parks.
There's a lot going on musically.
If you can't find things to do in Des Moines,
you must be boring.
This is a magical place.
Don't miss out. Visit catchdesmoines.com and plan your getaway to Greater Des Moines. Catch what you've been
missing. Well, it's that time of year again, tax time. Not all tax firms are the same. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines. Not only am I a tax pro, but a certified financial planner as well. We can discuss tax savings ideas and financial services when we meet. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. Give us a try. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we believe in honest work, a fair price, and work we stand behind. And our 10-year workmanship warranty proves it. We know roofing. With our one-day get-it-done approach, we're known as a roofing machine. Call Wolf Construction for a free estimate at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. At Wolf Construction, we take your roof personally.
Washer Systems of Iowa, blasting grime and saving you time. At Washer Systems of Iowa, we have an experienced factory-trained service department and will work on any American-made pressure washer. Washer Systems of Iowa, featuring Mighty M industrial pressure washers. Mighty M, built in Iowa, number one in Iowa. Washer Systems of Iowa. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines or online, washersystems.com.
Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Swing it a miss. Slam dunk.
Touchdown. Sports.
It's Jimmy B and TC.
Oh, yeah. The word you're looking for is wow.
Here's Jim and Trent.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back in. We roll all the way till 6 o'clock right here on the Big Talker, 1700. It's always good when we get some info out of Rob Howe, Hawk Nation, as he is on with us right now on the Big Talker 1700. Rob, good afternoon to you. And now that the pro days have come and gone, and you got a chance to kind of sniff around a little bit and throw your eyeballs on some of the spring practice sessions, what have you been able to observe? Fill us in.
Not much. they do. It's Iowa. They don't let us into pro day. Some schools do. They do not do that at Iowa. They used to. I've been around long enough that I do remember in the old bubble they used to let us come in and watch watch them do the pro day. So we got to talk to the athletes after they competed on Monday. Seemed like Josie Jewell and Josh Jackson were pleased with how they ran the 40 and how they tested, you know, outside of that. And then most of the other guys seemed pretty happy with what they did. We talked to, I don't know, 12 or 14 guys that competed in the pro day, and they all are optimistic. But, you know, we look at all these mock drafts and, you know, the talking heads that tell us where everybody's going, but the people that count, the player person, the NFL player personnel people, they don't say anything. They're pretty tight-lipped, so we'll find out in April, but I think Iowa's got a decent chance to get maybe five or six guys drafted. I've kind of put it around that number. So that's a good haul, especially if you get Josh Jackson and James Daniels going in the first round. That's that'll be one of the better NFL drafts for Iowa in quite some time. So, and then today we got about 30 minutes to watch practice, of which the first 5 minutes was stretching. So didn't gather a lot there, but you know, it was just good to kind of get an eye on some of these guys and get a chance to kind of see where people were playing and how they were playing. And it's still early. I think this was only their fourth or fifth practice of 15, so there's still a lot of kinks they're working out.
Before we get into what you saw and a look at this year's squad, one more on Pro Day. We've talked a lot about James Daniels kind of moving up the draft board, and a lot of people believe he'll be the first Hawkeye off the board. Still a first-round pick more than likely for Joshua Jackson. But Akram Wadley, it was a contentious 4 years for Wadley, trying to keep the weight up, the fumble issues early in his career. We know what a dynamic playmaker that he can be. What kind of role do you see Wadley fitting into? And is he a guy, what, fourth, fifth, sixth round, something like that, you expect him to go?
Yeah, I think you're probably in the right ballpark, Trent. Probably, I would guess fifth round. That's just me, you know, ballparking. But yeah, in the back half of the draft, and it's going to have to be a team that, you know, is looking for a third down back, because I really think that's what he is in the NFL. I think you could put him in the slot a little bit, maybe get him in space, some things that I don't think Iowa did enough of. And I think you could utilize him that way. He's just not a between the tackles, you know, 215, 220-pound back. He's 190, 195 pounds, probably 5'9". He's a guy you just got to take advantage of his skill set. He gave us we didn't get him on Monday. We got him yesterday, and he gave us a group of teams that he is visiting in April, as James Daniels did as well. I think Wadley had the Giants, the Jets, the Rams, and the Chiefs. Those were the ones that he had as of now. And he'll probably get more coming up after that. And, you know, you got to find one team that likes you and find the right landing spot. The Chiefs wouldn't be a bad spot for him, you know, especially with Andy Reid. He likes to use backs like that and kind of rotate backs in and use a third down back. So I think the Eagles also kind of do that as well. So, yeah, there are some teams that do that, and I think he'll find a spot.
Having a conversation with Rob Howe right now, Hawk Nation, here on the Big Talker 1700. Rob, I'm real curious, when you don't really get a chance to watch spring drills, it always seems that the defense is so far ahead of the offense, particularly when they would show up for that one afternoon of practice that they would do in West Des Moines. Do you still think that's going to be the case because of the loss of the linebackers and what they have to do defensively, or will it still be the defense ahead of the offense?
There are question marks on both sides of the ball, Jim, without question. I mean, we talked about, you know, the two juniors that left, and James Daniels and Josh Jackson. Those guys, they'd be huge. I mean, they would be stars on this team this year, but they left early, and that's just kind of the nature of the beast, and those are two big holes to fill. I think Keegan Render at center, he was working with the twos last year and got a start against Wyoming last year when James Daniels was hurt. So spoke with him yesterday, and he's feeling comfortable in that, and that's a huge part of that offensive line. And then getting the guards settled. We were at practice today, and Levi Paulson, a guy who they've had penciled in as the starting right guard coming in the spring ball, was not in uniform today.
His brother Landon was working at right guard. Ross Reynolds at the other spot. So really, it's that offensive line, and then we have to see development from the wide receivers. And then on the other side of the ball, I'm a little concerned with cornerback. If we take the snapshot of that Purdue game last year, when at halftime the Boilermaker coaching staff said, "Hey, let's stop throwing at Josh Jackson and throw at the other side," coming out of the locker room, and it worked pretty well. And those are the guys that are coming back at cornerback this year. They've got a lot of growth to do this spring and summer. And then the linebackers, who knows how that's going to shake out. Got to watch Imani Jones. I think he'll be a true junior this year. Played as a redshirt freshman on special teams, and then kind of was trying to push for playing time last year. But the veteran linebackers, I really like what I see from him. Whenever I've watched practice, and again today, he's a physical kid. He's a kid I would keep an eye on. And he's a guy, I think, who could play middle linebacker or the will position. So it'll be interesting to see how that shakes out. Like I was saying with Trent off the air, we get one good look at him on Friday night, April 20th, when they have the open practice/scrimmage deal. And I'll have a better idea then, but that's kind of my thoughts going into the spring.
Rob, I was reading your observations over at HawkeyeNation.com. A couple of things kind of jumped off the page to you, to me. The first is you're talking about the new running back coach, Derek Foster. First time seeing a coach out there working through things. Said he was very efficient with his drills. Well, it's easy to be efficient when you only got four guys at running back.
Yeah, it's true. And we were all the guys that were, there for the media today that kind of stuck out, that they only have those four guys. And one of them is a guy who's coming over from playing cornerback last year in right. Cam Harrell. And Keyshawn Bryan, who was basically out most of the fall after having a shoulder surgery. And then you have limited reps from, Ivory Kelly Martin and Torin Young. And, it makes you think that when Henry Guile gets here this summer, the kid out of Green Bay, the true freshman coming in, he's got a chance. He's got a chance to definitely get into that rotation. And I also think that they'll play around with maybe Samson Evans and Tyrone Tracy, two kids that are, tagged as wide receivers coming in here, but they're pretty good athletes. They also may get a look at running back. And, I like the way Derek Foster ran the drills. He's real, he gets into them, but he's teaching them. And he's kind of a good guy for that role, because these guys still have a lot to learn.
The other thing that I kind of jumped off, you're talking about Mark Hallenberger, who I watched in high school. You could tell he still needed time to develop physically. He's added weight already, but the way that his footwork was, he was as technically sound as I can remember for an offensive lineman at the high school level. He's added weight, and do you expect him to be in the mix inside this year as they're still fighting, trying to figure out who the two guards in the center are going to be? Would you put Kallenberger in that mix even though he's listed as a tackle?
Yeah, I think that right side is pretty, I don't want to say unsettled, but there's still some room for movement there, Trent. And I think if you go left to right, I think Wirfs, Ross Reynolds, and Keegan Render are pretty locked into those, right to center, or left to center, excuse me. And then that right guard and right tackle, I could see maybe Kallenberger at right tackle and Alaric Jackson maybe kicking inside. They were both taking part in inside drills today. I'm sure they're looking at those possibilities. And then, we'll see what happens with Levi Paulson and Landon Paulson and Jake Newborg, some of those guys that have been in the program for a while. They're all trying to get themselves in there, too. I think that right side is where you could see the most competition this spring and summer, whereas the left side, I think, is a little more set.
Let me ask you this on the offense, okay? Now that you have a quarterback with a full season under his belt, do you think that the offense might get tweaked a little bit so that they are more apt to take some chances downfield or open up a little more, or maybe from time to time run some no huddle? Or do you think it's going to be Kirk Ferentz and this is what we're doing?
Well, it's always Kirk Ferentz and this is what we're doing. I think we know that. But I think you make some good points, Jim. I think they can expand the playbook a little bit more. And talking to Nate Stanley and Noah Fant yesterday, they feel like they're picking things up quicker than they were last year. I mean, I think sometimes we forget that Brian Ferentz
when he became the offensive coordinator, you know, not much more than, you know, a year ago, instituted all new language, and they were all trying to get the language down with the plays. And now things are coming a lot faster for these guys. So I think at that point you can dig a little farther into the playbook. Nate Stanley's talked about at times last year, maybe, you know, throwing the ball away or forcing it instead of, you know, hey, I've got room to run. He's a big kid. I mean, he's, you know, 245 pounds, 6'4", 6'5", what have you. He could tuck that ball and run a little bit more. I think we may see a little bit more of that this year, maybe not as much design read option type stuff, but when the defense gives it to him, I could see him running the ball a little bit more, which is a little scary when you think about who the backup quarterbacks are. No disrespect to them, but there's just not a lot of experience back there.
Hey, just 30 seconds left here, Rob. A basketball note. I know you had an article, I believe a week or so ago, about a point guard, Tyrell Terry. Point guard, DJ Carton, we've talked about him a lot from Bettendorf. What can you tell us about Tyrell Terry?
Yeah, he's a guy that plays with the EYBL Minnesota team up in Minneapolis. And actually, Patrick McCaffrey, I'm sure you guys have talked about or at least read about the situation with the Iowa Barnstormers. So he is not playing with them any longer. He's playing up there. And that also is Jalen Suggs, who's one of the top players in the 2020 class, who Iowa's offered in both football and basketball. All three of those guys will be on the same AAU team this summer. And Terry's a really, I mean, he's a taller, I wouldn't say he's super fast. He reminds me a little bit of a right-handed DJ Carton, to be honest with you. I think they're kind of similar players. They're not going to blow you away with speed, but they handle the ball well. They see the open court very well. They facilitate offense. If they were either one of those guys would be really good additions to this program and fill a need without question.
Good stuff. Thanks for your time as always, Rob. We'll do it again in a couple weeks.
Right on. Thanks, guys.
Rob Howe, Hawkeye Nation, joining us. Quick timeout, back with more on the other side. We're turning our attention over to some baseball. A deep dive into the Cubs. Joe Aiello joins us next. It's Jimmy B and TC.
You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Hey, honey, I'm going to the chicken coop to watch the tournament.
Whoa, wait a minute. Our team didn't make the tournament.
Yeah, but, you know, my second favorite team did.
Oh, really? And who's that? Let me guess. You're in a pool again, aren't you?
A couple of them, yeah. Gotta go. Bye.
It's tournament time, baby. No need to flip channels to watch the game. The Chicken Coop has all the games from every network on every TV. The Chicken Coop. Serious about food. Serious about the tournament.
Join the American Lung Association's Fight for Air Klein in downtown Des Moines on April 8th to help fight lung disease. Register today at fightforiowaclimb.org or call 515-309-9507.
Sponsored by Sprint. Switch to Sprint and get the best price for unlimited. Sprint works for me. Visit a Sprint store today. Compared to national carrier unlimited rates, features differ.
Tonight's forecast, mild early with a few showers possible. It will be turning colder later on, low near 34. Partly sunny, cooler and breezy on Thursday with a high of 48. I'm Local 5 Chief Meteorologist Brad Edwards.
Hey, this is Francis Graziano, president of Graziano Brothers, located on the corner of South Union and Jackson in Des Moines. Graziano Brothers has been a Southside tradition since 1912, and we have you, the customers, to thank for that. Graziano's is dedicated in offering true flavors of Italian cuisine, filling your food pantry with all the right Italian ingredients, from delicious cured meats, cheeses, pastas, breads, tomato products, your favorite Italian sweets, spices, the list goes on and on. And I haven't even mentioned our delicious homemade Italian sausage yet. My grandfather, Francesco Graziano, and my great-uncle Luigi used flavors of their Italian homeland and created their famous homemade Italian sausage. Graziano's Italian sausage may also be enjoyed at several local restaurants and eateries. Some of our oldest and finest customers include Felix and Oscar's, Mama Lacona's, and Cozy Cucina. The next time you eat out, make sure it's Graziano sausage mentioned on the menu. Graziano Brothers is your only choice when it comes to great taste. Come visit us. It's worth the trip. Ciao!
Hi, I'm Baron Geiger, president of Caring Hands in Altoona. Is winter wearing on you? Are you ready for the sights and smells of spring? Do you enjoy walking or running and like the idea of meeting the needs of others in your community? If so, we've got a great opportunity for you. On April 7th, Caring Hands Food Pantry and Clothes Closet will be hosting its annual Springtime Hill Climb 5K 10K race. Starting in Doan's Park, the Springtime Hill Climb lets you breathe in the fresh air as you walk or run down the beautiful streets and trails of Pleasant Hill. The Springtime Hill Climb is for everyone, whether you're a new runner looking for a challenging 5K, a long-distance runner looking for a 10K training challenge to prepare for other races coming up, or just want to enjoy a walk through the community to support our fight against hunger here in Polk County. What do you think? Interested in registering for the race or being one of our many local sponsors? Just go to our website, www.caringhands.org. We'll see you on April 7th.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
The Rookie is Central Iowa's leader in sports cards, collectibles, supplies, and memorabilia. The Rookie has a large selection of vintage and modern-day sports cards from brands such as Topps, Upper Deck, and Panini. Whether you're starting a new collection or building your own, The Rookie has all your needs from football, basketball, baseball, hockey, UFC, and more. It's time to collect. Stop by The Rookie, 9992 Swanson Boulevard, right across from the Willis Auto Campus, and online at TheRookieSportsCards.com.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness, give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. It's Jimmy B and TC. Here's Jim and Trent.
Hey everybody, welcome back in. Yeah, we roll till 6 o'clock tonight right here on the Big Talker 1700. This is going to be fun because the Major League Baseball season gets underway. And the Cubs obviously dominate in this state with the AAA team being the Iowa Cubs. We've had Joe on before. Joe Aiello from View from the Bleachers. He's right with us now. It's great to have you on again, Joe. And let's just kind of begin at the beginning. Your expectations, then, for this Cubs team this year?
Yeah, I know it's going to sound homerish, but honestly, I feel a lot better about this year's team than last year. I actually feel like they're going to win the World Series again this year. And I know that that sounds cliche and homerish, but I didn't feel that way last year.
I kind of have the same kind of feeling, Joe. After last year, it was the World Series hangover. We had that. And now this team, it is stacked up. I guess, well, what's the most concerning thing? And short of injuries, because injuries, I mean, that can happen to anybody. You talk about these super teams and maybe outside of the Dodgers and Astros, everybody doesn't have the same kind of depth. If you take that away, what's the other concerning part to you of this squad going into the year?
Yeah, I'm a little concerned about the pitching overall. I think on the surface it looks really, really good, especially the rotation. But when you start to get beyond that starting five, if one of the guys goes down, for example, there's not a whole lot of depth in the minors that has not only high ceiling but also experience. You know, the next guys up are basically Mike Montgomery, who doesn't really have a high ceiling or a lot of experience as a starter, and then you've got guys like really, I mean, there's really not a lot of guys that most people are going to know beyond that. So, you know, Chen Hozang and people like that that are like, okay, I don't know who those guys are, so what can they do? So I think the rotation is a little bit concerning for me, especially with, you know, what are we going to get from Lester? Is he going to be an ace? Is he going to be dropping down now to a three or a four as he gets older? So it'll just be interesting, that part of the rotation, just to see what we see from them. But, you know, on paper, the team looks really, really good. I'm just concerned about the depth in the rotation mainly.
Joe, I'm real curious. Last year, they got out of the blocks badly, sputtered most of the season. Finally, in the last month and a half, were able to kind of piece it together a little bit and then got dumped in the playoffs. Is this year, if it starts similar, would there be panic, or would it be, no, these guys, they're going to get it together again, and they'll be fine after the All-Star break?
Yeah, I don't think panic would be the word that I would use. I would think maybe more frustration from Cubs fans, just okay, to see, like you said, we're doing this again when we have a lot of talent on the field. But, I mean, there's a lot of guys this year that I need to see something as far as big steps forward. You know, I need to see a big step forward from Addison Russell this year. To fully develop into what people thought that he was going to be. You know, when we traded for him, the story goes that Billy Bean basically hung up the phone and said, congratulations, you just got Barry Larkin. And I'm sorry, we don't have Barry Larkin right now. So, you know, I need to see guys like Addison Russell. I need to see guys like Javier Baez. Guys need to step up and kind of turn themselves into those top 50 players that they have the ceiling to be. Because if, you know, if not, then you start to get frustrated and say, well, maybe we don't have as good of a team as we thought we did. But, you know, ultimately, I think that this team is built again to win close to 100 games and could possibly even eclipse 100 games if everything goes well. So, you know, if you stumble out of the gate, given the fact that these last couple of years have been really, really good, I don't think you worry too much.
So I want to get into some of the individual players and get your thoughts on a couple of different guys out there. And I want to start with a guy that kind of in that crunch right now, where the at-bat's going to come from, Albert Almora Jr., a guy still incredibly young, just 23 years of age. We know a very good defensive player. Stick came around last year along with it, but where the at-bat's going to come as he's fighting with playing time in center with Happ, and you got Schwarber out there in left field. There is no DH in the National League. What are your thoughts about Almora going into the year?
Yeah, I think if Almora wants to play, he's got to produce. There's just nothing else to it. It'll be interesting to see how Maddon balances the outfield in general, because you've got Almora as well as Ben Zobrist that likes to get some time out there. And then you've still got Hayward, who, you know, eventually you're going to have to just possibly admit that that's a sunk cost and play the best guy. But you've got a lot of at-bats that you need to get in there. And so it'll be interesting. I think that Almora has the tools to do it. And I personally would rather see him as a leadoff hitter than Happ. But, you know, Happ, you can't really argue with the production right now. So you got to give him the hot hand and roll with him in the beginning of the year and just kind of see how things play out. But I think if Almora wants to play, he's got to earn it.
Having a great conversation right now. View from the bleachers with Joe Aiello. It's always great stuff on the Cubs. Is there anybody that you can see in the Central Division that will threaten the Cubs from not winning? Is it St. Louis? Is it somebody else? Look, Milwaukee had the lead in that division for a long time last year and then finally gave it up. Or do you just see, I'm not going to say it's a cakewalk, but do you see Chicago being the dominant team?
I do see them winning the division, but I think the Brewers are definitely a team to reckon with. But, you know, adding Lorenzo Cain, adding Christian Yelich, I'm a little surprised that they weren't going in harder on somebody like Arrieta or something like that. And, you know, we could still see them add an arm. I think if they added a big arm, that would make them a really, really dangerous team. But, if I was going to pick the playoff teams now, the Brewers would be a wild card team for me, absolutely.
All right, Wilson Contreras obviously entrenched there back behind the dish. It felt like it was going to be Jimenez is going to be the catcher for Darvish, and that was going to be it. But Caratini hits so well, he finds his way making the 25-man roster out of here. It's certainly, I don't think, anything that a lot of people had expectations here. Your thoughts on Caratini, and again, we get back to at-bats. Where are they going to come from?
Yeah, I'm not too concerned about Victor Caratini and whether he gets at bats. You know, I think he knows his role as a backup right now. You know, there was a lot of talk that he might not even make the roster out of spring training. So, you know, I think you take what you can get. I don't see the Cubs looking at him and saying, this is our future catcher. I think that they truly believe that that's Contreras and that they're going to build around him. And so, as a guy like Caratini, you kind of know, hey, this is my role and this is the opportunity that I'm given and I need to make the most of it. And if you can't, you can't. And it is what it is. I was a little surprised to see him and us not get the nod, just that you could get Caratini regular at bats since he is young and Jimenez is more established. In addition, also the familiarity with Jimenez and Darvish. I thought that just kind of landed itself nicely to Jimenez making this team as a non-roster invitee, especially given the fact that Caratini had options. But, you know, they must have seen something enough to say, hey, we're going to give you the shot. And again, with the fact that they're not banking on him for the future to be the everyday guy means you don't have to worry about stunting his development.
You know, you brought up Yu Darvish. What are the expectations out of you that he needs to do in order to earn that salary that he got?
Yeah, I think for me, I'm looking for a high-end two would probably be what my expectations are. I don't consider him an ace. But, you know, a mid to high-end two would be probably my expectations for that money. You know, and if he can fill that, and if between him and Kyle Hendricks, they can be the 1-2, and if you can get enough from Lester, and then you throw Quintana in there, who's a lot, you know, a lot of people are talking as if he's the 4, but really he has the makings of potentially being a 2 as well. So the top part of the rotation is very deep. It's just a matter of will everybody meet their potential, because, you know, you have potentially 4 guys that could be number 2 guys with another team. And so, you know, I'll take that 4 number 2s as opposed to 1 clear ace. I don't think the Cubs have 1 pure shut them down Clayton Kershaw, Madison Bumgarner type guy, but I think they've got 2 to 3 definite number 2s and a possible 4 number 2s.
Should be a fun season, Joe. Looking forward to it. Thanks, as always, for your time. And have a feeling we'll be having a lot of conversations this season if it works for you.
I think it'll be great, and it'll be a good year to talk about it.
Joe Aiello, View from the Bleachers is a place to go. You can give them a follow as well on Twitter at VFTB. I got it. View from the Bleachers.
There you go.
Is where you can find it. Easy for me, right, Jimmy B?
Yes, you got it. All right, quick break, everybody. We are coming right back. In the 5 o'clock hour, Seth Gruen will join us. We'll do Major League Baseball and some Big Ten with Michigan in the Final Four. And from The Athletic, Aaron Torres on basketball as well. It's going to be fun right here on the Big Talker 1700.
You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
If you're a small business owner, you know how important it is to keep good records. We can help. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services located in West Des Moines. Bookkeeping, payroll, sales tax reporting, as well as income taxes. Everything you need to be successful in running your business. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. You do what you do best and let us do the rest. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
When you hear Washer Systems of Iowa, you think about pressure washers. But Washer Systems of Iowa does so much more. Industrial floor care equipment, waste oil heaters, water heaters, accessories and parts, washers, used equipment, along with repair, preventative maintenance, and operator training. Selling and servicing commercial cleanup equipment for 29 years, Washer Systems of Iowa. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines or online, washersystems.com.
Sponsored by Firestone Complete Auto Care. Firestone Complete Auto Care, keeping cars running newer, longer. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Attention! If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications such as chronic pain, infection, wound reopening, mesh migration, bowel obstruction, need revision surgery, or other complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Hernia repair surgery is common and requires a mesh product to be implanted inside your body. In May of 2016, the manufacturer of a popular hernia mesh product issued a mandatory global recall due to product defects. If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now at 800-360-4612. Our experienced attorneys will fight to get you the compensation you deserve. You pay nothing unless we get a recovery in your favor. Time is limited to file a claim, so call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now. 800-360-4612. Operators are standing by 24/7. Call 800-360-4612. That's 800-360-4612.
If you're a pro, you don't buy a little of this or that. You buy a lot of this or that. And at the Home Depot, you save even more. Save up to 15% in bulk discounts on select pro-grade products from top brands like 3M, Loctite, and Liquid Nails. As a pro, you work hard for your money. You shouldn't have to work hard to save it. Up to 15% in bulk discounts on select pro-grade products. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. See store for details.
Don't miss Macy's Men's Designer Suit Event. With 70 to 85% off best-selling wardrobe essentials, like Tommy Hilfiger wool suiting, just $119.99. Find the designer names and styles you want in suits, sport coats, and dress pants. $29.99 to $149.99. And complete your look with dress shirts and ties, just $19.99. Upgrade your style at Macy's Men's Designer Suit Event, in-store and at Macy's.com. Savings off sale prices. Exclusions apply.
Raise your paw and raise it high. The ARL's largest event of the year, the Raise Your Paw Auction, is coming up on April 28th at the Iowa Event Center in Des Moines. This fun event features silent and live auctions, a wine hall, raffle prizes, great food, great music, interactions with ARL's therapists, and more. All proceeds support the mission of the ARL and help care for thousands of animals in our care each year. This is a sellout event, so get your tickets now at arl-iowa.org/raiseyourpaw.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Walk to prevent suicide. Join the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention and participate in an Out of the Darkness community walk. Register for a walk near you at outofthedarkness.org. Suicide takes an enormous toll on families, friends, coworkers, and entire communities. Walk to raise awareness. Walk to raise funds for research, education, advocacy, and programs to support people.